The Volumes of Truth. Volume 2. Bear Much Fruit, The Harvest is Near. April 21, 2005. From Yahushua HaMashiach, Our Lord and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For his wife, and for all those who have ears to hear. This question was asked of the Lord, for Timothy's wife. Lord, should she try to remain friends with those who have separated themselves from her, because of your word? The Lord answered, Beloved, bear fruit after the kind I have given you, in open, and in secret. For what profit is there in sharing with another, that which they believe they already have? And how shall one who pushes out the hand, receive a gift? Beloved, let the separation stand. For though they say, We are full, we are in need of nothing. I tell you the truth. They remain void and desolate. Therefore, turn aside from those who push out the hand, and wag the head. Rather seek out the poor, that I may feed them. Fill the bowls of the hungry, and place the cup in the hands of the thirsty. Give them your portion. For my bounty is plentiful, given freely to all who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Beloved, tell them that you were once lost, yet now you are found. That you were once naked, yet now you are clothed in fine linens of white. Your filthy rags cast off forever. That you were once hungry and very thirsty, starving in a world of empty promises, lies and vain deceits. Yet now you are nourished with the word of truth. Behold, I am the living bread which came down from heaven, the fountain of living waters, which sustains my people unto everlasting life. My words never pass away, and my promises stand forever. Therefore eat, and be satisfied. Drink deeply, and be healed. For the Lord's table is a bounty. And those who eat from my plate are always full, and those who drink from my cup shall never go thirsty. For my cup overflows, bearing fruit in every part of your life, bringing forth love and understanding. O my beloved, you were once sick, mortally ill. Yet now you are healed in me, now you are restored, because of me. My body, my bride. My precious flower, my pleasant plant, of which I shall pluck from the earth, at the time appointed, replanted in the garden, at dawn, on the new day. Therefore come forth, all my people, and flourish in the light of the Lord, and bear much fruit in the Beloved. Says the Lord.